Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska Airlines and Virgin America are consolidating computer systems. As Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonsi reports, it's a major step in the company's merger.
Seattle-based Alaska Airlines bought San Francisco-based Virgin America a year and a half ago. The process of merging the two carriers under the Alaska brand reaches a crescendo this week, in the words of Alaska Air Group CEO Brad Tilden. Beginning Wednesday, Virgin's ticket counters, kiosks, and signage will disappear. Travelers will deal with one reservation system, one call center, one website, and one smartphone app, all Alaska's. Tilden tells Wall Street analysts the company is now set to realize the benefits of its $2.6 billion acquisition.
We think we're 65 or 70% of the way through the merger. By the end of this quarter, by June 30th, we think we'll be 85% of our way through the merger.
During the same teleconference, Tilden said Alaska will follow the big three airlines in offering stripped-down basic economy fares beginning this fall. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.
Fairbanks residents turned out last night for a public hearing on a city ordinance that would place limits on the commercial marijuana industry. Most expressed support, but others called the measure before the city council unfair and heavy-handed. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Both supporters and opponents of the proposed ordinance told council members they should regulate marijuana like alcohol. That's what marijuana advocates asked for in their successful 2015 statewide measure that legalized commercial pot growing and sales. An anti-marijuana activist, Vivian Stiver, emphasized the point by leading others in reciting it at the end of her testimony.
We have one request, and we would like you to regulate marijuana like alcohol.
Stiver cited, for example, alcohol and marijuana control board guidelines that call for one type of liquor license to be issued for every 3,000 or so residents. Based on that formula, she says Fairbanks should only have 9 retail marijuana shops.
It's 9. Your ordinance calls for 12.
But City Clerk Danielle Snyder told the council in January that Fairbanks has 41 liquor dispensaries, mostly bars, and 15 package stores. By way of comparison, the city now has 6 marijuana retail shops and 5 growing facilities. Retailer Dan Peters also asked for equal treatment over the issue of on-site consumption, which the ordinance would prohibit. Peters says marijuana users should be allowed to consume it on-site at either the point of sale or a separate facility such as a smoking room.
I feel like it's a freedom issue, you know, if you're willing to allow alcohol consumption on site. I believe that's, you know, reasonable for people who want to consume cannabis.
But the proposed ordinance would ban all marijuana consumption in any public establishment, which Kevin McKinley says is another example of unfairly regulating the two industries differently.
It seems to me that they want to have it one way for part of the industry, but then they want to shift it away from that for another part of the industry. Which is it? Do you want to regulate it like alcohol or not?
Ordinance supporter Blake Burley says he also wishes the city would regulate the two intoxicants equally.
I think marijuana has no place in our community, just as I believe that alcohol has no place in our community.
Supporters also said marijuana smoking establishments would generate more odor and could expose more people to health-harming secondhand smoke. Others, like Christine Robbins, believe they'd lead to more crime.
I think you're going to see an increase in rape victims. I think you're going to see an increase in violent crimes. And, you know, we really don't have the police force to help regulate this and control it.
A third provision of the ordinance would increase the buffer zone distance from 500 to 750 feet between marijuana businesses and residential neighborhoods, schools, and other sensitive areas. Opponents argued that would stifle the industry and discourage investment. And realtor Ray Brazier says it would make it harder to find qualifying properties for marijuana businesses.
The buffer should be left alone.
But Krista Dyer was among those who supports the provision because she says it would balance the two competing interests.
I do understand that this is a growing business and that's great for our community, but we need to remember that it also needs to coexist with the people that own homes in these communities.
After the public hearing, Mayor Matherly, who introduced the ordinance, said the council will formally consider adopting it or an amended version in its May 9th meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Warming of the far north is creating new vectors for illness. They include disease release from human and animal corpses long buried in now thawing soils. The Alaska Energy Desk's Rosh McChesney reports.
Michael Bruce is a public health physician and medical epidemiologist based out of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Anchorage. He told a crowd last week that infectious diseases are a growing threat throughout the Arctic.
I think Louis Pasteur was right when he said, it's the microbes that will have the last word.
In Russia, for example, an anthrax outbreak 2 years ago killed one 12-year-old boy and sickened dozens of other people. That outbreak has been linked to the region's reindeer herds and melting permafrost.
Contracted anthrax because of this and were exposed to it because it had melted out of the permafrost.
Bruce also says that anthrax is a very resistant organism. Once it gets into the environment, it can be hard to kill. Other types of infectious diseases might be more difficult to spread.
That's kind of the big question, I think, is whether those bacteria and viruses survive intact.
Research is showing that there are some that survive, but Bruce says most of them don't appear to be causing diseases in human beings. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
And I'm Dan Bross.